you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go to Anonymous in Iowa. Welcome to the program. Hi there, Anonymous.
Good morning, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
I'm calling as Anonymous because I'm afraid of ridicule. I didn't think I would be. However, I am.
Well, we will respect that. We'll respect that.
A lot of people I know that listen to the show, so they're going to probably recognize my voice anyway.
They'll go, that's him. There he is.
Right. I finally captured my big three. I've got documentation of spirits in my house. I've seen 5 UFOs 4 times with witnesses. I've never seen a Bigfoot. I've been driving a truck for, I'll be starting my 20th year. And I can no longer say that. I have finally seen one.
You have. Tell us what happened.
It was 2 weeks ago this coming Monday. Monday morning, I had a delivery up in north central Vermont. And it was 8 o'clock in the morning. I was coming out of Vermont into Massachusetts. I did mark down two landmarks. It was mile marker 39 and exit 24. Because the woods are so thick, you can't see anything. So I always, being from north central state, I enjoy looking off the bridges into the mountain streams. They're just gorgeous. And I was crossing a bridge, checked around me for traffic, nothing, so I could let my eyes wander a little. And I looked over to the left, which would be the east side of the bridge. I was coming south on I-91. I had just crossed into Massachusetts. And right there, a third of the way across the stream, 50 yards away or less, I mean, it was crystal clear. My biggest surprise is how my brain reacted. But the thing was huge, and the water was only up to about his knees, a little under. I got about 7 seconds, give or take. My eyes never came off him. And he flexed at his knees, bent at the waist, reached into the water, and it wasn't like he was reaching in fast to grab a fish.
Right.
It was like he was bending over to pick something up.
How does it feel to see your first Bigfoot?
That is where I have found a big surprise. I've always heard people say their brain goes into documentation of what they know. I knew what I was looking at, but my brain did exactly that.
Yes.
Bare tree trunk. I mean, I could see the hair flowing, crystal clear, reddish brown.
Were you scared at all?
Well, you know, I was driving. I was just in awe.
Right.
Just totally, almost a shock-like awe.
And there's no way there could be some guy in a costume. Nobody would be
absolutely
that
not.
Reckless.
He was probably close. I had a side view of him. He was facing north, and he had just come off the southern shoreline. And he was about a third of the way out in the stream. So he was crystal clear. I can't be the only one that's seen him. This Monday will be 2 weeks ago. And the markers that I've put down can show you the stream right on Google Maps.
That's exciting.
And I've actually went to it, and there's nothing there. But I knew what I was looking at, but my brain still went through things it knew of. And I found that to be a big surprise.
Well, I think the brain does that, though, to try to comfort you, too.
Possibly. And not only that, I thought if I ever saw one, being out here for 20 years, you know, with the UFO stories and the ghost stories, and I've proven it to skeptics, pictures and videos and the whole works. I thought I'd be able to tell people. I've only been able to tell two people because there's that ridicule fear.
You really think they'd ridicule you?
A lot of my friends, yeah.
They would, huh?
I don't know. Family, not so much. Family, not so much.
You're pretty serious about things.
I grew up in a haunted house when I was a kid, and one of them happened to follow me. I've got everything documented, pictures, videos, recordings.
It's the real deal.
You know, the UFOs, I've had witnesses 4 out of the 5 times I've witnessed those. It's just, I'm kind of excited I've got the big 3 now.
Good for you. I got to ask you a question about driving because you go all over the country. Can you say right now that you think most of the drivers are bad drivers and inconsiderate?
Depends on if you're talking trucks or four-wheelers. 7 to 8 out of the cars that go by me on a given day, 7 to 8 of them have a phone in their hand. Unfortunately, when it comes to the big trucks, and I think I might be low on this, I know a lot of drivers will agree with me. I'm an owner-operator. I'm not in one of the big companies. I've never been. Probably 65% of the guys in these trucks should be in a Toyota pickup.
Really?
I firmly believe
that's
so.
Dangerous.
All you would have to do is go sit in a truck stop parking lot at about 10 o'clock at night. You would be shocked at what you see.
And can you imagine now driverless trucks?
No way.
Nope.
No way.
I would not get next to one. At all.
Yeah, my kids have grown up in this truck. I got one graduating college next year and one graduated last year. They've been in the truck enough to where they know to stay as far away from any of the big trucks as possible.
Yeah, you have to. Okay, Anonymous, thanks, and I'm glad you found your Bigfoot.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.